Hey everyone, this is Scott Ferrioli from dvc-rental.com and buyandselldvc.com. There's a chill in the air coming this holiday season, and if you're thinking of coming to Disney, check out the deals section on our website. There are a bunch of great last-minute deals available. Or if you're thinking of possibly surprising your family for the holiday season, check out our resales page at buyandselldvc.com, where you can have a lifetime of Disney memories for your family at a discounted price.
Hello, welcome to the WDW Review. I'm your host, Chris Malik, and I'm joined by my lovely co-host, Stacey Nyman. How are you, Stacey?
I'm really good. How are you, Chris?
Doing good. It's just good. Me and you today. People are used to hearing us talk and saying, and we're joined by, but it's just us today.
Yes.
So it's a unique show. It's like, hey, this is
different. I know. Right? Who is that co-host?
These two knuckleheads.
So. Yeah.
We got something a little bit off topic today. Well, let's say this. It's off topic, on topic with Disney, and that's going to be our show. But before we start, hit me up with it. You got some good news, right?
I did. So I was really excited today to bump into my boss walking just back to my car. And she just kind of let loose that I'm going to be getting a manager role at work. So this is really great. So for those of you who don't know, I'm a clinical research coordinator. I work on clinical trials. So right now I'm doing a couple of Alzheimer's studies and trying to cure Alzheimer's. And this is not my background. I'm a teacher. I work museum educator, and I just kind of fell into this role. And my skill set is really smoothly transitioning into this role. So I was really excited to be recognized for a research manager position. So very exciting news there. I don't know all the details yet, but it's up and up. So that's good.
Stacey, this is like the villain backstory. Like you're working in a lab and all of a sudden, this is it. So.
I am now the manager.
Okay. That's good news. Part one. How else are you feeling?
Oh, how am I feeling otherwise? Okay, so yesterday I got some new body art. So I got three tattoos yesterday. So my brother is a tattoo artist, which is amazing. He does a great, great job. So I got a little sweet. My mom would always sing to all of us, like all the kids and my kids, "You are my sunshine." So I had her, Sophie, this is all Sophie's idea. Sophie had her write out, "You are my sunshine." And Sophie was going to get it tattooed on her arm. And I said, "That's really sweet. I need to also do that." So I also got it tattooed on my arm. And so my mom was surprised to see both of us got it done. And then I got a little firework added to my castle to represent another marathon. So I did, this was from Dopey last year, just have not gotten it done yet. Two fireworks so far. And then I got a little hedgehog on the back of my foot, which is kind of a roundabout Disney thing, but not really. It's more of a lizard thing. I had a lizard tattooed on my arm a few years ago to represent the Lizards running group. And Joe Fickus joked around saying, "Oh, I've been meaning to tell you, we've switched to the hedgehogs." And, you know, little did he know, I love hedgehogs. So I that's been my little saying, is hedgehog up after each of my runs. And so I got a little hedgehog on the back of my foot. And that's my favorite one so far. Scott wasn't so sure about the hedgehog, but he'll learn to love it.
How many do you have?
It's really cute. So I have the lizard on my wrist. I have the castle on my back, which I'll say that that's just one. The fireworks kind of are a part of that. And then I have the "You Are My Sunshine" on my arm, and then the hedgehog on my foot. So four total. And I think
what's
that's
the screaming eagle
it.
On your neck, Stacey? What is that one about?
The no regrets.
Yeah, regrets.
Yeah, no. I think that might be it. I was thinking about something on my shoulder or something, but I'm feeling complete at this point. So So that's good. And Sophie got a cup, a flower on her arm as well. So
nice. Did it hurt? Which one hurt more? Okay. The leg, the arm, which one hurt more?
The arm hurts now. The arm is it's not like excruciating or anything. It just feels like kind of a bad sunburn. But the leg, the back of my foot was just torturous. And thank goodness it was a hedgehog. So they're like little tiny lines and it wasn't just continuous. There's a few continuous lines. And my brother was chatting along and I'm like grinding my teeth and making like my face and all these weird positions. And oh my gosh, it was awful. So thankfully nobody could see me. But
Let me go back one thing. Did you have your mom? Was it her writing?
It was her handwriting. Yes.
Oh, that's sweet. That's sweet.
It was very sweet. So, and she, my mom is still with us. So she's had some health issues the past year or so. But I just thought it was really sweet that Sophie wanted to do that. And I had to also join in because that was a song she sang to me when I was little too. So,
well, and it means more because it was done by family, you know? Right? So, and it was done by family. So, hey.
Great. And but I do have to say, my brother really should have told me that I should have picked a different spot for that tattoo because, you know, 19-year-old Sophie getting it done. She gets it done. Her arms are nice and tight. It's a straight line. And I'm like, oh yeah, that looks good. That's where I want mine too. Why would the 50-year-old brother not tell the 44-year-old sister, yeah, gravity is not the same with you. You know, I've lost the weight and my arms have loose skin. And I was like, oh, it's going to be fine. Yeah, it's a little bit wavy in, it's not quite straight. It doesn't quite sit straight, but I'm going to love the imperfection of it. But I was heck? Come on. Like, tell me that that's going to look, that pick a different spot.
No, so. No. You know what? And it's, that's the memory you take from there. So it's a good memory. So
it's just so funny. I'm like, why is it curved like that toward my, it's funny. It is what it is. So
gravity. All right. Let's get to our Disney show. I want to ask you a question though. I pulled you know, you're familiar with the clickbait articles and you're like, hey, why is Disney gone down the drain? And like, you inevitably you click on it and you read it and you're like,
right.
This is junk. Why did I read that? And then there's some good ones, but I read an article the other day and I don't recall the site. So I'm going to kind of paraphrase my memories of the article. And it went something like this, that some of our best memories are when we were there as kids with our mothers and fathers and our grandmothers and grandpas. And we just kind of walked the parks and toured the parks. And has technology changed that for the next generation? Meaning, will your parents or, you know, would your grandparents or fact of the matter is, would a beginner right now be inclined to take on a Disney park to establish those same memories for the next generation, being how technologically demanding a day at the Disney parks are? You don't show up and buy a ticket. No.
Right.
That doesn't work. I mean, maybe that works if you're a veteran, but you need like weeks and perhaps months of research on Genie Plus and your advanced dining and a ton of things. What do you think? Is that stopping the next generation? Are they appealing to this generation? Are they just counting on everyone being knowledgeable with technology from this jumping off point? What do you think about that?
I think that there's probably going to be a mixture of reactions and some will be negative and some will be positive. You'll have the people who are really good with technology and who are just going to jump right in. It's going to be seamless and it's going to be fine. Then you're going to have the group that is clueless and will either embrace it and just kind of make the best out of what they have, kind of maybe ignorance is bliss a little bit. Mm-hmm. And then you're going to have the group that comes in clueless, who is very frustrated from start to finish because they didn't know. And had they known, things would have been much different. So, I mean, I think it's going to be different, but I do think also that the generations that are coming through are different. Like that's us. Like we're going to be the grandparents soon. Well, not soon, but like we're the next generation of grandparents and we have much more knowledge than our parents did. And it's just kind of part of life that we've adjusted to. So I think in the end, it's everybody will just kind of have different memories, but mm-hmm. it'll be not any less than before, you know?
I'm just wondering if it's a good thing. Like, I know it's really good for demographics and for parks mm-hmm. to know when people are coming and this, that, and the other, but like, it does certainly eliminate a certain percentage of people, you know?
Yes.
Or there's a lot of one and dones, like, ooh, that was a lot of money to be frustrated.
I agree. Yes. So, no, I don't know. I mean, I think that we all kind of wish that it could be the way it was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
I'm just wondering going forward. So we're not poo-pooing the technology, because honestly, going to Disneyland, after observing Cindy and Shannon and Krista, you know, you got the hang of it pretty quickly.
Right.
But let's just say you didn't want to do that. You know, there's definitely a percentage of the population to be like, that doesn't sound like fun to me. So anyways, it's just worth the debate there.
Exactly.
So let's go in the opposite direction today and talk about our show. You cool with that?
Yep.
All right. So one of my favorite rabbit holes on the internet is to like read poorly described things and then try and guess what they are.
Uh-huh.
Right? Like either like restaurants or food or movies.
People's jobs.
And like, yep. Right. Exactly. So we decided we were going to go and list restaurants or attractions or resorts at Walt Disney World and try and poorly describe them. And then maybe just in a few words, not necessarily like a whole paragraph, but poorly describe them. And then we have to try and guess what the other person is saying. So like, for example, my example yesterday to you was like cloned awful singing children is the attraction. And you'd guess what it is right now. If you're listening in the car, you're saying, oh yeah, that's Small World for sure. But that's kind of what we're going for here. So we're hoping to kind of take away some of the technological terminology for the show. And let's bring this down to our level a little bit right here.
Absolutely. So
you got 10 or you got 12. I got 10.
I did 12 just in case there was some double up, but if there's a double up, we'll just kind of we can share the other ones. And I had very little preparation with this, so I'm hoping that things are gonna be like at least be a little bit tricky. Usually, because these are sometimes kind of hard to really
you'll get all of mine. I promise you'll get all of mine. We're gonna have fun.
I tried to be tricky, but we'll see.
All right, why don't you go first then? Why don't you hit me up with one first?
All right. I'm going to say, okay, here's one. Get your own food and eat with strangers, but don't worry because you can't hear anything anyone says anyway.
Get your own food and eat with strangers, but don't worry because you can't. I'm going to say it's the beer garden.
You got it. All right.
I had the beer garden in mind, and I was going to say Oompa sausages.
That would not have been difficult.
Some of these are on the nose. So, all right. So we're not going to even take score. We're just going to have fun here today.
Perfect.
All right. So here's mine. How about, let's start off with an easy one. Let's start off with the Galactic Backbreaker.
Space Mountain.
Space Mountain. Very awesome. Good.
That's good.
Is that a backbreaker or is that like a neck twinger? Or what is that?
I think it's both. Like you just have to, I'm so tense on that attraction 100% of the time. But then I'm laughing so hard too. It's just, I love that attraction. I really do. I hope I can ride it forever.
The one in California, though, I didn't feel the same tension level. No. I don't know if it's because you're not sitting down and you're sitting more on the coaster with the harness.
Yes, so, I think that's right. And there's just, and it's new. You know, it's something that you don't see all the time as a Disney World veteran. So, but I love Space Mountain.
Yeah, for sure. The tension in my neck when I get off that ride is, it's quite intense, you know?
Yes. So.
All right.
Okay. You'll meet all your favorite characters and be assaulted all at once.
Ooh, you'll meet all your favorite characters and be assaulted all at once. All right, so where do I meet all the characters?
This is a tricky one.
Wow, it could be any any character restaurant, all your favorite characters in Assaulted. It could be the Crystal Palace. It could be PhilharMagic, because you do meet all your favorite characters. This is a good one. I don't want to say Crystal Palace, because then poor Piglet, and that's not right at all. I'll go with PhilharMagic only.
You got it. Yes.
Is it there? Yes. All right.
I was thinking of like getting the water in the face and like all that stuff happening.
Outstanding. All right. How about this one? This one's a little more on the nose, but I took some interpretive license here. A cacophony of clamshells.
Oh, this could be one of two that I'm thinking of here. I'm going to say Under the Sea with Ariel.
The Voyage of the Little Mermaid.
That's what it's called. Under the Sea with Ariel is the musical, I think.
It's okay.
The Voyage of the Little Mermaid.
Awesome. And the way I spell cacophony is not correct, so I had to look it up. I'm going to throw it out.
You're like, this is a family show.
All right.
Okay, here's mine. A place where all generations will be super happy about outlets and rest.
A place where all generations, is that the DVC lounge?
Oh, that's a good thought. It's not. I'll read it again.
Okay.
A place where all generations will be super happy about outlets and rest.
Is that Dumbo? The Dumbo waiting area?
No, but that's also a very good thing. Right? Okay.
All generations are happy there. Outlets.
Think about the keyword here is rest.
Rest. Well, I don't want to say like just like a DVC room. That's not right. But outlets make sense there. Outlets and rest. I'm going to have to say I'm not sure here.
That's okay. So I'll give another clue. Okay. So this is a Disney resort.
Okay.
Does that help? Rest. All generations will be super happy about outlets and rest.
Pop Century?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, because they're like super known, those rooms, for being amazing in terms of charging portals and outlets and all that kind of stuff. So I tried to kind of like put those two in there.
Nice. You confused me. You had me.
I know.
Mine were good though, right? DVC Lounge kind of was good.
It was. Those were both really good ones.
All right. How about this one? The OSHA Violator.
Oh, the OSHA Violator.
OSHA.
Yep.
Occupational Safety and Health Administration. The OSHA Violator.
I'm going to say Mission Space.
No. I'll give you another chance.
Okay. The OSHA Violator. Thinking about bodily fluids here. I'm not going to lie.
OSHA violation could occur for any number of reasons.
The new Guardians of the Galaxy coaster. I've heard lots of things with that one. Being sick off of that.
You're thinking too far along.
Oh, I know what it is. Ratatouille.
Nope.
Oh my gosh, that was like rats in the kitchen. You know, like, that's more. That's more. Kitchen. That's more Department it of Health, I think.
Yeah, exactly. The sanitation.
I don't know. Give me a hint.
Well, that's hard to give you a hint here because
I hope it's not a restaurant.
No. Think of maybe something that's broken.
Okay. Oh, Tower of Terror.
The Tower of Terror.
Nice. I like that one.
The OSHA Violator.
Because when we do OSHA, it's all about like vomit and blood all that kind of stuff. But yeah, the Tower of Terror would violate many different aspects of that.
Stacey, good one. We have Yeah, in the basement of our cart barn, periodically the guys will have like the extension cord to like get to the radio, and they'll like wrap it up around, be like, guys, I don't even need to be an OSHA inspector to know that ain't good, you know. So pull that down there. So, all right.
All right. Here's my next one: a train ride that takes a long time and there's not much to do when you get there. If this doesn't sell this attraction, I don't know what does.
Well, it could be the Walt Disney World Railroad. It could be the People Mover, or it could be the train to the animation thing in Animal Kingdom. What was that called? What is that one called, Stace? Is that the one it is?
That's Rafiki. Yep, it's Rafiki's Planet Watch. I think that's what it is. Yeah, I love that. Have you gone there since they moved the animation? Mm-mm. It's brilliant that they did that. It really is, because it got my family to go there, and because we love that animation class, we love that. When we were at Disney's California, I think it's a California Adventure, is it? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I think we did like 10 of the classes. Like we wow. looked at the board and we tried to hit all of them. I don't think we got all of them, but we love doing that.
It's so hang on. So you prefer animation over petting the goats and then getting goat poop on your hands and feet and stuff like that?
You know, there's just something. I don't know. I know that's surprising. I like petting the goats. But I like the goats. It's super surprising. I do like
with their demonic eyes. I know.
They're Disney goats. They're not demonic. But I like it when they have like something going on, like that you can observe in the vet area or whatever. But a lot of times it's just kind of it's good for little kids, but to get the adults over there.
I'm not a good artist, Stacey. So when I go there and I see little kids drawing better than me, it makes me angry. So maybe I should just stay away from that
place. It is. Right? My family is very competitive.
Very humbling. With it. Very like, humbling to go there.
We talk trash about each other's drawings. So.
Yeah. Congratulations, kid. That's a good picture. You son of a. Yeah. Okay. All right. How about the rhythmic seizure inducer?
The rhythmic seizure inducer. Oh my goodness.
And it's not the Gravitron.
The Gravitron that's what I was thinking about. That's what I was thinking about. I'm like, there's no Gravitron at Disney.
The rhythmic seizure inducer.
It's rhythmic. Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness. Is this Mission Space?
Nope.
Mission Space has to be one of them. I'm just going to keep on guessing.
Just guess it every time.
Star Tours?
No. Think of the words individually.
Do you know why I just said that? Because there's a Star Tours thing right here, and I looked at it. I have a Star Tours statue, and I was like, oh, Star Tours. Okay, think about each word individually.
Well, it's not Mountain Dew either. So if you've got a can of Mountain Dew right in front of you, right?
It's not.
What rhythmic?
There is a lot of Disney stuff here.
Seizure inducer.
Okay. Come on now. Is this an attraction?
Yep.
Okay.
It is. And I'll even give you the park if you want. It's Magic Kingdom. Yes,
please. Magic Kingdom. Magic. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm going to end up being like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I didn't.
You will, this. For sure. People are listening in the car right now, the way to work, saying, I think I know it. Come on.
Okay. I'm going through all the lands in my head. This is going to make a really interesting show as I'm sitting here just like.
It's all
thinking.
Good.
But
as soon as I say it, you're going to say, oh, I know you will.
Oh, goodness graciousness. I'm going through them all the lands.
I'll be honest with you. It actually appeared in an Epcot post in the last week. If that matters. Join us in Epcot, EDCOT. Epcot's our Facebook group.
I have no idea. The carousel? That would be rhythmic.
Come on, you can do this.
Up and down, and there's lights in it.
Think perfect. You're going through the right mindset right here.
The right mindset?
Tell me when you want another hint.
Give me another hint. Just for the audience.
My name is Maui.
My name is Maui in the Magic Kingdom. Mm-hmm. Am yes, I ma'am. Like missing a huge
yes, ma'am.
Attraction?
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Tell me when you give up.
Oh my gosh, I have no idea.
The Enchanted Tiki Room.
Oh.
It is a rhythmic seizure inducer with the music.
Oh, with the lights.
And the lights.
And I was and like, the... oh my gosh, the rhythmic, like drums, and then like yes. the lightning and all that stuff. Okay. That's hilarious. Thank you. That was a good one.
Stacey, I'm really going to miss one. A bunch of yours too, so don't worry. So,
yeah, now you're just going to pretend to make me feel better.
All right.
All right. This is a pretty easy one, I think. Get yelled at and humiliated and then pay at the end.
The Nyman House? just saying. 50s primetime?
You got it. Yep.
Excellent. Excellent. Every place I go? No. Okay. All right. Let's go with the sole resort that I have. Okay.
Because okay.
I only thought of one.
So this that's is a big this, hint. This so it's not one. Star Tours or Mission Space.
Mission Space. No. You can spell that one.
Okay.
It's the Horse Hills Hotel.
The Horse Hills Hotel. Saratoga.
That a girl.
Nice.
That a okay, girl. That was,
thank you. You had to throw a good one at me.
There you go.
Okay. Prepare to feel extreme temperatures, but really everything's quite comfortable.
Prepare to feel extreme temperatures, but everything's quite comfortable. Oh, man. I keep on thinking now like a... This is terrible audio for us to be pausing and thinking so deeply.
You're going to have to like cut out all shows. The audio.
This is going
to
be a nightmare.
So it sounds like we're like really.
No, we're
really
doing good it. We're just leaving it out there. We're just leaving it in. We're just leaving it in. Is this a movie? Is this Canada Far and Wide?
It is not.
Okay. Hang on. Extreme temperatures. Stace.
Do you need a hint?
Yes, give me a hint.
Okay, so it is an attraction.
Okay. Give me a park.
Epcot.
Oh, is this Test Track?
Nope. That's what I was hoping that you're going to guess.
Oh, man. there's not many more attraction. Is this Frozen?
It is Frozen.
It is Frozen.
Right there in the title.
Wow.
When you're writing Frozen, don't you expect to see, you know?
I'm a fool. I should have got that. Gotcha. How about the backwards cultural tour?
Oh. The backwards cultural tour.
Mm-hmm.
Backwards. So I'm thinking Expedition Everest because you go backwards on it, but I don't know why that would be a cultural tour.
I'll stop you. You're right.
Okay.
Okay. Expedition Everest because you go backwards, but I'm thinking of all the cool artifacts
yes.
and stuff along those. How'd you pick that one so quickly, Stacey?
Because that's I just awesome. Went backward. Because backwards, I was like, that's the only yeah. thing to be. But, you know, I do agree with that. Like, I love that ride. Just, yeah, the theming on that is that's probably my best themed attraction in my head. I'm sure that there's
really?
Others
you
and
think
more,
so?
But yeah, I really love it. I think it's the museum person in me. I love that whole mm-hmm. museum part. Like I wish that I could just take my time going through that. Mm-hmm.
It's an underrepresented like culture in theme parks and stuff along those
right.
lines. Like, you know, you go to any Six Flags and you'll find like a, you know, Italian restaurant or whatnot,
exactly.
you know, or
yep.
pseudo Italian restaurant, you know, mm-hmm. so to speak, but it's an underrepresented culture. Okay.
Yeah, I You're agree. Up. All right. The attraction where everything is alive.
The attraction is that living with the land?
Yes. Yep.
Oh, good. I was going to say dinosaur, but it's only fake alive.
Right.
So,
yeah, okay. Everything's alive in that attraction.
All right, smarty pants. Then how about mine? It's called the Produce Cruise.
Is it living with the land?
Yeah. Come on, let's go on the produce cruise. Nice. That's what they really should title it. I'm just saying.
Okay. Right, you're up. With this one, you go up and down a lot, but nothing as soft as you may expect.
Up and
you
down
might expect that things should be soft, but it's not. And you go up and down a lot.
Hmm. Up and down a lot. Well, it's not the Tower of Terror, but it needs to be something that has a lot of... Nothing in Epcot. Animal Kingdom? No, Magic Kingdom. Ooh, Stace, this is a good one. Is this the Astro Orbiter?
No, but it is a similar attraction, and it is in the Magic Kingdom.
Okay. Is it Dumbo?
No, but it is almost the identical attraction to Dumbo.
It's a very similar attraction, but it's... Nothing is soft because the carpets of Aladdin, correct?
Exactly.
Okay. Okay. Well, that's a good one. The up and down, the nothing is soft. I couldn't figure out. Elephants are kind of squishy, I imagine.
Uh-huh. I was thinking. They would be squishy. They'd probably be soft.
All right. All right, Stace. Here you go. How about the centrifugal spewer? Mm-hmm.
Would that be Astro Orbiter?
No. Oh my gosh.
That would have also have been a good one for the seizure one too. Like the lights at nighttime. I should have thought about that one. Okay. So it's not that. Oh, Mission Space.
Mission Space.
I can't believe I didn't get that on the first try.
The first and only time Jude's been on there, he did spew after getting off the ride.
He did.
Yes, he did. Oh. But of course, like a good parent, we don't go on the easy version. There's only one way on this, right? You're going on full bore, you know?
I know. That's what I do, too.
I've done so many terrible things to Dad for my kids at theme parks. I must have scarred my kids forever.
No, they're fine. They'll be just fine. Don't worry about it.
It's a flesh wound. Rub it, you know? Rub some dirt on it.
All right. Mine is pay a lot of money to sleep in sand.
Ooh. Pay a lot of money to sleep in sand. Oh, this is good. This is good. So paying a lot of money, you're sleeping in sand. Caribbean Beach Resort?
Oh, it could be. Actually, it could be quite a few different resorts. Think about the most... The
Beach Club the beach Resort? Club.
That's the one the I was beach thinking. Club? But it could be Caribbean Beach. It could be Old Key West. It could be...
I didn't recognize that word. What did you say? Is it Caribbean or Caribbean? I didn't recognize that. Oh, what did
I say Caribbean I don't know. Beach.
No what one knows say? The right way. No one knows the right way. That's,
but I've thought about this. I say it differently. I say Pirates of the Caribbean, but okay. I think I say I want to go to the Caribbean. So I say it different ways for different. I don't even know. I probably just make up my own rules.
It depends on my mood.
Exactly. But I mean, it could be a lot of different resorts. There's a lot of resorts with sand. It could be even the Poly. They have like the sand, the beaches and stuff. But yeah, no.
Beach Club is right. Pay a lot of money. You're right, though.
Uh-huh.
All right, I got two more for you. Okay. How about the Claire Huxtable Adventure?
Dinosaur.
Very good.
I love that. Just that whole one time I had to go through and we just skipped that room and I was really sad.
Why? That's the best part.
I have to see Claire. I have to see her, but they didn't have the room open. I think it was just like low crowds and they just wanted to keep people moving. Yeah. Okay. But that's okay. Okay, here is another one. Watch a movie about stuff where you should probably die, but you live.
Is that Sci-Fi Diner?
No. Nope.
Okay, because there's a lot of movies playing there. Okay, watch a movie about stuff.
Where you should I actually removed the word before stuff because I thought it was
going to
make
it too easy. Is this
Tower
of Terror?
No. But you would. That you do have to watch a movie.
There's another
and
movie.
You should probably die if that was a real elevator.
Okay.
But think about another movie that you watch where a lot of things happen and you're like, there is no way that you'd really survive this thing at the end. But you do every time.
Any family car trip to Florida? No. A lot of stuff. A lot of stuff.
Okay, I'll tell you the word that I put in front of stuff that I probably shouldn't even.
Is this Honey, I Shrunk the Kid?
Okay, let me read it again the way I had originally written it. Watch a movie about space stuff where you should probably die, but you live.
Oh, is it Star Tours?
Yes.
Nice.
No, it's like space stuff. That's going to like, it'll give it away right away. But then stuff just made it way too general. So
I was thinking, is it a haunted garage sale in Walt Disney World?
I mean, think about it. Every single one, you make it through to the end. But really, there's no way you should have survived that.
I've got one more for you.
Go for it.
Ready?
Yep.
Seated History 101.
Oh, you're seated. Oh, is it? It could be a few things. I'm going to go with the American Adventure.
No.
I'm going to go with Hall of Presidents.
No.
Oh, I'm going to go with.
Hallelujah, sister. Cece, we had one song. No, you're my sister.
Spaceship Earth. I was like thinking, I'm like, country bears? Is there like a bear that says Hallelujah, sister?
You would think if you heard this, we were drinking in the middle of the day. So
that was a good one.
Spaceship Earth. All right.
That's
how many more you got? One or two more?
I'll do one more. So this one is, I almost read what the title was. Ride in a vehicle with possible strangers while noises and smells invade your space. There's also singing.
Ride in a vehicle while noises and smells invade. Is this Journey into Imagination?
Yes, you got it.
Nice. You got one more. Hang on. Go ahead. Give me the one more.
Okay.
One more on that list.
I also have visit cute creatures who would definitely tear you limb from limb.
Ooh, is it a dinosaur? No.
Nope.
That would be a dinosaur.
But they probably would. Yeah.
Ooh, is this the safari?
Yes, the safari.
Nice. We haven't had Christy on for a while. We should have Christy
no,
on.
No, exactly. I know. I just saw a Facebook post from her the other day. I was like, aw. Her nice. Little guy's getting big.
Yeah, for sure. It's so cool. Today, we're recording in like the middle of August, and first days of school have occurred already several times. And it's so cute seeing everyone prepared for their first day, you know, school and the smiles. And I remember we took Lucille and Jude's senior year pictures today, but I remember those days of first grade and second grade and third grade. And it's so adorable. If you're listening and you have little ones, take it from parents that are further down the line than you, those days seem slow, but those years are like light speed.
Yes.
They go by so fast. So try and enjoy them. Take a picture every year on the first year, you know, a first day of school and save it. It's such a cool thing. So.
Yep. And take lots of videos because those are the things that you cherish. I'm sounding super old. I have, you know, I have almost eight-year-old and I don't do these things myself. But whenever Facebook memories come up and there's a video that is attached to it, it's like Christmas every single time. Cause I'm like, listen to their little voices. Their voices are so small and squeaky. And
it's
just so cute.
Before we go, I want to give a kind of like deliver a message that we have a live show coming up. And that live show is going to be on September the 10th. It's Saturday. It's in the evening, and it's part of the DCA, the Dubs Community Alliance. It's part of it's our 501c3, our charity that we created, and we've got a good board. We've got a big board this year. So
it's between really
Rick
big.
And Cindy and Cassandra and Bill Mitchell and myself, and we just brought on Joe Bachman and Jenny Berger and Jessica Summers, and oh my goodness, I'm forgetting somebody. I'm so sorry. Who am I forgetting right now? We brought on Michelle Rolke, who is from the Monorail Tales.
So we've got nine people.
We've got nine people on our board. We're doing a live show, and we're raising funds. And we're going to talk about this as it gets closer. But we're raising funds for one of our good friends who is his family is battling something right now that anybody in their position really shouldn't have to fight at this point in their life. So here's what we're going to do. We got a 3-hour live show with a lot of cool things planned. We are also planning a hybrid version of auction and like a raffle. And instead of having like 150 raffle prizes, we're making baskets. So there's going to be like a basket, like Cassandra's got a Bucky's basket of all kind of cool stuff from Bucky's. And Cindy got all kind of cool stuff from Canada. And so it's a Canadian basket. I got some Dubs gear and some really exclusive pass holder pins and some really cool stuff in a Dubs basket. But the grand prize is going to be the weekend really close to Valentine's Day, I think, just preceding it, over at the Grand Floridian.
Nice. A studio, that's so exciting.
Yeah, so that's going to be our grand prize. But you're going to be able to auction and raffle and stuff about a week in advance up to the time of the show. But again, save that date. It's September the 10th. It's only 3 hours. We're going to have fun. We're going to screw around. We're going to raise funds. We're going to do all the right things. And we're going to try and give back, because right now it seems like the world's taking a lot from everybody and everyone's kind of focused on themselves. And that is definitely what we're not about. We want to go and try and give out as much as possible.
Absolutely. So,
remember that date, September the 10th. And that's pretty much what we're going to be covering from this point forward to get there. So
awesome.
Anything that you want to say, Stace, before we go?
I don't think so. Happy that everybody joined us today. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for listening. Just Stacey and Kristen, we hope we made you laugh on your way to work. And
I hope that you don't think that we're, you know, not as smart as we clearly are. So don't judge us for our answers to any of these questions.
All right. So for my friend and my co-host, Stacey, for myself, I'd like to thank you. Have a great day, everybody.
Bye, everyone.